Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here's Stroud. Steps up and he's looking deep. He's got Nolan. It's intercepted. Picked off by D'Amador Lenore. There is no time left on the clock, and Lenore is down, and the half comes to a close.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That was Dominic D'Amador Lenore. I always say that for some reason. D'Amador Lenore's interception at the end of the first half, first one of the year for the Niners.
Looked like he hurt his hand, too, later on, Steiny.
He probably shouldn't have tried to do what he did, and Shanahan talked about that afterwards.
It'll be good stuff for us to review with him. I think it's tough. You know, there's 11 seconds before the play, so we need awareness of that when it happens. I do think when you catch it by the sidelines, and I think he has time to look to score. But I think once we can't, we got to get down immediately. So I think it is a little greedy just getting on him for that. I thought it was a hell of a play by Demo. It was nice to break that stretch that we've had of not getting a pick. But it'll be a good learning situation to kind of cover with all our guys tomorrow.
He got greedy.
Trying to make a play. No, look, my offense can't do a diddly squat.
You know what that, you know, that's kind of like a little bit? You know, when a guy for the Warriors has the ball with 7 seconds left in the shot clock, there's a guy open. He says, hey, you know what? I'm going to try to do something on my own.
Yeah.
Yet a little greedy.
Warriors don't have players like that.
You got about three.
Stop. He lost to Portland Friday anyway. I didn't see that coming.
Right, because
I did.
I think, do you operate under the assumption that the Niners were going to go 17-0? And
oh, stop. No, that's already hit. That was over.
Okay, so just why didn't you see the Warriors losing on a back-to-back in Portland as anything that could happen? Like, why did you not give the Portland Trailblazers any chance?
Well, we all are high on Portland. I'm speaking for Evan. They got some athletes. But I thought because of that moxie win that they had the night before, it's a Friday, it's a young season, no Horford. I felt like they still could give them problems, Portland. And boy, I was wrong. And that game got out of hand. It got out of hand fast and it was over. 2-1, Memphis tonight.
It's possible they could lose tonight.
I'm well aware.
Okay. All right. Just saying. We're talking about the 49ers. They got beat yesterday, 26-15. To my way of thinking, it was a game that wasn't that close. Mm. And I think I'm asking 49er fans where they believe this team is right now after 8 games. They've played 8, they got 9 left. So we're basically at the halfway point of the season. So if you ask me, what do you think of the Niners season so far? I would say, well, the most important thing is they're 5-3.
Right.
So they're still in it. They're a playoff team as of right now. So that's the good news. The bad news is you're probably going to be undermanned for most of, well, all of the rest of the regular season on defense. You might be able to get some guys back on offense. But what do I think of them overall halfway through the season? I think they're average. I think they're average. Okay. But they're still 5-3. So then that's where the schedule comes in. And I'm not, just because their schedule is their schedule doesn't mean they're going to go 8-2. But if you have the Giants and the Cardinals and the Panthers and the Browns and the Titans and the Bears, that's six games. I'm not saying you go 6-0, but if you go 3-3, then you're going to stay in this thing until the end of the year. You're just going to do that. So to me, that's where the schedule comes in, that if the 49ers become a better team over the course of the second half of the season, there are wins there, and they can push Seattle and the Rams for the division. If they can't, then they got to, you know, try for a wild card. But they're halfway, the way I look at it, they're halfway home to 10 wins, and it's not halfway through the season yet. So if they, you know, they're going to go 10-6 or 11-6 if this continues, and that'll probably be good enough.
Yeah, but I get what game you're doing, Donnie. It's a schedule game, but I just feel like yesterday was not Exhibit A or B or C or D on be careful doing that, because that was a 2-4 team that looked like they were 6-0 yesterday going against you in regard to in the Texans. And that's why I was so flabbergasted, not just at the loss, at how it looked. And shame on me. But moving forward, I guess that's why I'm proceeding with caution with what you said, the injuries and what the Niners are without, that it's not just – and it makes them 5-3 that much more impressive. Now, I know every game hasn't been without Warner, but the bottom line is, I mean, it's just going to be hard to overcome those two studs on defense, okay? But offensively, that's where I'm more concerned at, Stoney. Like, okay, we've seen this team not be able to run but one week. Now, what are we going to do? Get the week that was, and they'll be able to, you know, work it out and be better. But, I mean, it's just so funny. This season has involved so much emotion. Not emotion, just roller coaster in regard to feelings of the team where you think they're at. And I just told you last Monday after Sunday night, hey, Stoney, I think the running game is back. And, boy, not even 6 days later do you turn in that performance. So now I don't know if the run game's back. And
well,
they may
I would
not
never
know.
Say the run game's back after one good game.
But it looked better.
It
and
did.
You were thinking, okay,
but,
this could be something tangible. We could point out to where it got going when 85 came
well,
back.
Who's
and that's
to say,
unfair to
who's
him.
Who's to say they can't be better next week? Like, I guess that's the thing that's really frustrating.
Because they're running out of time. That's what's going to happen if we keep playing that game of, you're right, next week they could be back, then the week after it's a clunker.
But
then
they haven't lost two in a row all year.
Yeah.
Okay, so like I never understand the, well, they couldn't run the ball. Well, what if they can't run the ball for the rest of the season? Well, then they're in trouble.
Yeah.
Although they're still 5-3 and they haven't been able to run the ball this year. So they've kind of made up for that deficiency. Like I just the NFL
yeah
is week to week. Like I'm sorry, the game yesterday doesn't mean anything.
But Stoney,
next week.
It's week to week when
that's
you're
right.
close to your health.
You're
this
5-3.
Yeah,
you're not going to be close to health, Goo. You're going to be fighting uphill all year, right?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the fact that you don't have Bosa and Warner and your guys, that defense is not Ronnie Lott's not walking through that door. Fred Dean's not walking through that door. So when you use that, and I get you week to week, yeah, that works for teams that are more healthier than the Niners.
Well, first of all, they're not – everybody's hurt. Like, you look around the league, everybody's hurt. All right? Maybe the Niners are a little more hurt, but I mean,
injuries are part of the game. I mean, I kind of used to get a lot more frustrated with it and I'm a lot more used to it just over my career. You know, the frustrating part is trying to find answers and not working throughout that game.
I mean, it's not anything new they're dealing with
in terms of
injuries.
And I mean, Bryce Huff and his hammy was out after he was just causing havoc. He didn't even play. And then we talked about, Stoney, you were asking who went out, and I don't know the availability, but I just know Charles Robinson came in and Nick Martin didn't play, and we're talking about a young guy in the draft. So, I mean, you know, I want to see Martin play, but why was he not there? Or maybe he wasn't ready. As far as trust.
Let's go to Depeche in Danville. Hey, Depeche, how you doing?
Hey, gentlemen. Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. You know, there's a lot of hand-wringing going on today. Fans, sports analysts, everyone. Niners are 5-3. They're injured, like pretty much any other team. If I remember at the beginning of the season when Purdy went down, everyone was saying, hey, you know, if we're 8-4, you know, 9-5, we're in good shape. We were trying to do damage control back then. Well, the numbers have caught up with us. And when they lose, it's the end of the world. When they win, we're God's gift to mankind. I think we just need to enjoy. The bad thing about yesterday's game was we lost. The good thing about yesterday's game was after the second quarter, I was taking it easy. I'm like, we're not winning, so might as well enjoy the game and just see what we can do. So I think everyone needs to just take a deep breath. We're not Super Bowl team. Mm. We're not a great team because our good players are in the orthopedic ward. And when the team, you know, gets back, maybe we make a run for it, but I'm enjoying the season. And it's the best we can do, and kudos to the coaches. They're doing the best they can, and just enjoy.
Do you have thoughts of the playoffs, though? Do you have thoughts of the playoffs?
I would be shocked if the Niners don't make the playoffs. It's just at some point mathematics or statistics is on our side. You know, skill is not on our side, but math is on our side, and we may not go deep in the playoffs, but the next two games, the Giants and the Rams, we could win both of them. Heck, we could lose both of them. But I think not making the playoffs would be shocking mathematically, not skill-wise. So I'll hang up, guys. I'd love to get your comments on the other side. Always enjoy your banter. And keep up the good work, gentlemen.
Thank you. Appreciate it. My thoughts are it was a bad loss yesterday.
Yeah, and I got something I just read on the chat I'm going to share with you. Go ahead, son.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Saad Bouaze says, it's not about the record, man. It's just about how it looks. And last Sunday against Atlanta, it looked good, Stani. And yesterday, it didn't look, you know, but yesterday was ugly. And it's just one win and one loss.
But can't we acknowledge that's what the season's likely going to be with a young defense missing two great players, right, and an offense that has had no continuity in terms of their skill position players? Like, are 49er fans really out there saying we're underachieving with what has happened with the injuries? I don't know how you can say that.
Nobody is, but what this is just how I think, Stani. Right now, and you said it, I'll give you the victory lap. 5-3 is the best thing going for this team. But that's not etched in stone. And I don't know what's in store in New York or thereafter with the Rams, but what if that thing turns to 5-5?
Okay, then
you can't get up on the stage and say 5-3.
Well, so, duh, if they lose three games in a row, they're 5-5.
All right, so, but you say that like it's a tattoo. They're 5-3.
Well,
that,
yeah, guess what? If they lose three games in a row, they're going to be 5-6.
Yeah, as you move down the road in the
but
season.
But my point is, they haven't lost, like, they're going to lose some more games this year.
But what if you say, is anybody in Niner world, if let's just say they're 5-5,
and
you
throw that question up. I don't want to talk about it. Like, why should I talk about if they're 5-5?
Because it's a possibility.
Okay, and so set. What if they're 7-3? Let's talk about that.
No, because you don't want to talk about if they're 5-5. My point
is, that's my point. I don't want to talk about two games, and we have no idea what's going to happen.
No, is your grandstanding
because they were going to win. You thought they were going to win easily. They lost, so they can win next week. They can win against the Rams. They could lose against the Rams. Like, why should we talk about 5-5?
Because at that point, the answer to your question today will be different about if you're disappointed or not. That's all I'm pointing out.
They might be 7-3. What? I don't understand why we would talk about.
And nobody would pose that question because everybody would be happy. My thing is, you're holding on. You just said, is anybody not happy with 5-3? There can't be. We both agree, right? There can't be a Niner fan not satisfied with 5-3 with everything that's gone on. But I think if that thing gets up to 5-5, then that's a you get a different
right,
answer.
But I'm not going to talk about being 5-5 when they are going to be favored going into New York and they could very easily win that game. Like, I don't want to talk about 5-5 any more than I want to talk about 7-3 or 6-4. It's like,
well, I guess
we got to see.
But who, I guess you brought up the 5-3.
They should win one out of the next two games.
But who wouldn't take 5-3 and not be
happy? Everybody would take it.
Yeah.
I think.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's go to Alex in Alameda. What's up, Alex? How you doing?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm doing great, fellas. You know, it's the Niners. It's been since 1994 since we've won a world championship, an NFL Super Bowl. It's not going to happen this year. I'm just wondering if it's going to happen in the next 10 years. That's really what I want to know. I mean, this year, give me a break. We got no defense. Our two best players are hurt. I mean, this team looks like the Giants. They're 500, you know what I mean? And
well, they're 5-3.
And look at the Dodgers. They're about to win two world championships.
Well, that's 1-1 in that series. I mean, I don't know about your info right now, Alex. Dodgers are 1-1. They haven't won the series yet.
Well, they're going to win it.
Well, how do you know?
Two world championships in a row.
Well, how do you know?
Oh, come on.
How do you know? You don't know that.
Are you serious?
You're just guessing.
You're crazy.
You're guessing. Alex, you're guessing. All right. Thanks, Alex.
That's pretty good.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. And the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in the city. Let's go to Daryl in Jacksonville, Florida. Jacksonville, Florida. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Pretty good. I'm a big, huge Niner fan my whole life. I just feel like it was too much expectations this year. And the injuries mounting up, it's been that way since 2017, since Kyle got there. I think this league is star-studded, and you need the players. And I feel like I do kind of hold Shanahan. I think he's doing his best coaching job this year. But, you know, losing Debo was a big part, too, because that opened up McCaffrey.
Maybe.
I know he wasn't really good last year. He wasn't really good last year. But all those – see, Kyle still would do misdirections without Debo. So it's like – you don't really know who getting the ball. We used to use Ucheck a lot more too. He's just a guy out there. I think they should have cut him. But you know, I mean, I heard a person call in earlier that said, Kyle. I think Kyle maybe a new scenery. Maybe I don't know. I do like Solid on the defense, but he ain't really got. He's not really working with much right now with the, you know, because these young rookies. I thought they needed Bosa and Warner. I think they need to like anchor them down and kind of get them.
I think you're absolutely right.
You know, I think they need those. Now they just out there by themselves. And you ask them, Tatum Bethune to kind of like call the plays and, you know, that miss, that 50-yard run. I know that's on him, but, you know, he kind of got caught up in the mesh of the play, and he didn't really see that backer on the flat. So it's like, man, I can't really blame these young players. But that's all that's all I wanted to reiterate to y'all.
No, I agree on the first point, Stoney.
Appreciate it.
And I kind of brought it up, and, I mean, nobody yelled at me, but the bottom line was I thought the Debo era had ran its course. But all that salad and window dressing that he did when and the threat that he was, Stoney, when you're not knowing if he's getting the ball or not, I'm like, man, I wonder if they miscalculated in regard to – and do they miss Debo more than they thought and how big of an impact that is on their running game?
Well, they definitely miss him because they got so hurt in their skill positions. So even if he didn't have a great year last year, if he would have been healthy this year, I think they would have utilized him.
And even pre-snap, you know, even though they were having success stopping him, you know, he was a headache.
Yeah. I mean, he was somebody you had to keep an eye on, right?
That's all, man.
But as far as the defense is concerned, I mean, I think we got to look at the defense as
– they're young and they're learning.
It's going to be – I think it's going to be inconsistent. How can it not be when, I could see how if the 49ers drafted like they drafted, they looked at the defense and they said, man, we got Warner, we got Bosa, D. Winters looks like a completely different player, Lenore is solid, we are going to have some young players in there, but man, we got some veterans that can really pave the way for them. Okay, you can build something there. The problem is now you don't have your two best defensive players. So you lack leadership on defense. Oh, and so just we got to get ready for the defense to struggle at times, I think. Would 49er fans accept that you know the defense is going to struggle at times this year? How could it not?
I mean, regardless if they accept it or not, what you're pointing out is a reality. The bottom line to me, Stoney, is when you say the word inconsistent, so are you saying some days they'll get some pressure?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
And then we might be inclined to see then the offense has to do more. And maybe you're right. At this point, we're just hoping. You got to just be hoping that Brock Purdy comes back. He's your starting quarterback, regardless what you think of him and Matt. He's your starting QB. You've been without him. And Ricky Pearsall comes back. And what if you get Ayuk at some juncture? So those are three names I threw out. Two of them real.
Who was the first one?
Ayuk, Purdy, and Pearsall. Okay. I mean, because if you're right about this defense, and you're probably right, Steiny, then you got to get more production from your offense.
I agree. I completely agree.
And that
there's no other way around
there's
it.
There's just none. Does that put more pressure on Kyle? Or is he going to say, Goose, Steiny, I just, whatever reason, I couldn't figure out this whole line, it was the death of us.
Yeah, and I don't, I don't know the answer, and I'm not, they ran it last year, didn't they?
Yeah, I don't know.
With Mason, at least for half the year.
They did. I was just thinking of our fights when I said he was leading the league, but you're right.
So, I got to assume that.
But they are also 6-11, too.
Yeah, the offensive line is either not good or the offensive line is not playing up to their standards, and it's probably both. It's probably they're not a great unit, obviously, the names. And then, two, if they're not playing well, and again, I can't sit here and tell you who's been great on the offensive line. I can only tell you the way the coach talks about the guys on the offensive line, and it sounds to me like Pooney is not having a good year. I don't think Trent Williams is having a good year.
I'm done fighting for him.
And we're on to the Brendel McKivitz guys.
Matt Hennessy.
So, and then now they're playing with a backup center. So, yes, I understand people that aren't optimistic because this is going to be an uphill climb, obviously. But you put yourself in a position where if you get some wins, you can stay in this thing. Roy's in San Leandro.
This is our guy.
Hey, Roy.
Hey, how's it going, both of you? How's it going?
All right, Roy. Good to hear from you.
Good. I'm glad to hear from both of you, too. I just wanted to chime in real quick and just mention to you that that the 49ers, what they need to do, I kind of agree with you, Stanley, Guru, because, you know, like, it's obvious the 49ers, this ongoing thing with the offensive line. Okay, they've been saying that, just like I told both of you. The last year when I mentioned about Tom Rathman saying 49ers should go ahead on and quit playing around and get a running back. Okay. And then the third thing is that they need to, even if it means trading off maybe one or two parts, you know, go ahead on and build up for the draft. And this time, when they build up for the draft, go ahead on and do your homework. Because, for who are you going to draft? Because this stuff, I mean, with Bosa doing all of the work on the offensive line, on the defensive line, it's just not going to work. And those are the three things that I wanted to chime in and just say. And it's always great to hear from both of you. And I really mean that, too.
All right, thanks, Roy.
Thank you, Roy. Appreciate the call, man.
Sound like Willie Mays, Donnie. Yeah, rest in peace.
Swinging on a swing.
Man. What do you do? You go to battle like they've been doing with what you don't have at your disposal. But you just hit it on the nail on the head when you ask me, what can you do if this defense is, you know, going to be up and down? I mean, man, you just hope your offense is clicking on all cylinders, man. And right now it's not.
Can I read you a nice text?
Oh, go ahead.
It's from
you
the
can
box.
Read me a bad one.
This is from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, and I'm spurred on by our last caller, who was very nice. But 510 says, have you guys ever thought about doing a show dedicated to the fans where we call in and express how big a part 95.7 The Game is in our lives and how you get us through some rough times, sometimes just by listening to you and you guys listening to us?
Evan's looking at me because I'll cry. I cry now watching the movie Friday as I get older. I need some Kleenex, Evan. That hit me, Stoney. Damn.
I'm not a cynic about it. I appreciate that.
And we've heard people out and about when we do appearances what some people go through and how they depend on what we do.
Yeah. We love doing it for you people.
Yeah, no doubt. Just think about that. It's most bigger than the game.
And that's what life's about.
Down.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. More Niners on the other side, and maybe we'll, I don't know, mess around with a little Warriors. Oh, I got to tell you. Whoo, did I have a good Saturday. Woo, did I have a good Saturday.
All right, we wait.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.